thank you for coming out. I do know, you know, it's just, we live the world's just off, you know, parallel lines are now colliding in our planet. And watch the news, you know, it's frightening. You get the impression you just walk out your door, you're immediately going to be raped by some crack-addicted, AIDS-infected pit bull or something, you know? Horrible CNN story, you know? Honey, I'm going to check the mail. What do you say we stay inside tonight, baby? Let the Domino's guy deal with that shit out there. Yeah, Domino's, could you send another car over, please? I know that's your third one. That last guy almost made it. I can almost reach the pizza box with the broom handle. How come those pit bulls are eating your driver, but they're not touching that fucking pizza? Pretty soon we're all going to be locked inside our homes, no one on the streets but Domino's guys and armored Chevettes with turrets launching pizzas through the mail slots of our front doors. Here comes lunch, kids! Duck! America,
you are free to do what we tell you.
Isn't it Friday? You ever just watch what's coming up on CNN? Just watch what's coming up. It'll scare the shit out of you. This half-hour, war, death, famine, AIDS, homeless, recession, depression, drought, flood, earthquake, pit bull. And the Hollywood Minute. Because Hollywood's still working. They're still pumping out that celluloid magic. Hollywood, that's where I live. It's a nightmare. But I gotta say, I can't have two sour grapes because I finally got my show. My show's gonna be on NBC next year. It's a weekly show that I'm going to host, and it's entitled Let's Hunt and Kill Billy Ray Cyrus. I think it's pretty self-explanatory what happens. Every week I let the hounds of hell loose and we chase that cracker asshole all over the fucking world. And I catch that little faggoty ponytail of him, pull him to the ground. All right, folks, see you next year for Let's Hunt and Kill Michael Bolton. Good night, you've been beautiful. Every year we'll hunt and kill a different, you know, egregious fucking twit. And, it's all part of my plan to bring the earth one step closer to Eden. And I think that as we get rid of these fucking idiots one by one, the world will just lighten up. You know what I mean? Clouds will fucking part, the sun will beam down, and birds will start chirping. It's a theory, and I know it sounds, but we have to try it out. So I'm doing that next year. In the meantime, I've been doing a one-man show, like many comedians these days. Comedians are doing one-man shows a lot, and I'm no exception. I've been doing a one-man show at the Improv in Stokey, West Virginia, and off Broadway. And I've been doing a one-man show based on my life growing up in a happy and healthy, loving family. And the show is entitled, Let's Spend Half a Minute with Bill. Well, I can do the whole show for you right now since it's only half a minute. It's about growing up in a happy, healthy, and loving family. Here's how it goes. Thank you. Mama never beat me and Daddy never fucked me. Good night.
T-shirts are on sale in the lobby.
I don't know if there's an audience for it in this, you know, self-help country that we live in, but... It's fun doing the show in West Virginia, too, because I got all these people come up to me at this show and tell me, that's real good, you're good, I like your show. One thing, though, that thing about your dad never fucking you, that's a joke, right? Sure, the artist might use poetic license, too. Every day my dad fucking you.
Good.
Daddies are poor.